Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm having a fantastic night, Richard. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. I trust you're doing well.
I am doing very well. Good. And I can imagine what your last 72 hours or so have been like.
You can only imagine because you haven't really heard from me this week.
Not at
all. And it's because I've gone social media dark.
I am surprised that you look as well rested as you do. And maybe that's just the Death Wish coffee. I don't know what it is, but you look. I thought you'd be like strung out right now.
Well, you know, Richard, the thing is the city needs me. And you can't rest. You can't be tired.
No.
You know, I'm out there doing it. We're out there living it. You know what I mean? So,
except and of course, what we're referring to is, I think everybody knows, but Spider-Man, the video game, came out this past Friday. Davey and I have both been playing Up a Storm. We'll get to more of that in the video game minute. And as a little bonus, we're going to do a full episode next week on it. That's how good this game is. We don't typically do that. I think we've done it twice.
We've done it twice. In however, like 200 or so episodes at this point?
Yeah, we're approaching 200 total episodes. We did Batman, Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight, yep.
And we did Overwatch.
Which both... Both warranted their own thing, so that's good.
Both games that we played so many hours, just like this one. Yeah. And as soon as we're done with this podcast, I'm going to go right back to playing Spider-Man.
And so am I. So if you stay here with us, since we are doing this live, if you are watching this live and you stay here and you want to see how it's really done, you can stay and do it. And I promise. So what underneath it says, side dishes, no entree. That means I'm just going to be doing side missions. I'm not going to do any story missions because there's plenty to do, Richard.
There is a lot.
There's plenty to do. So I will be tackling that.
Okay, good. Another plug for twitch.tv/ArvonD. We've been sprinkling in some live episodes there if you want to watch us do them. And then we post them as normal so you can listen to it. However, you've been listening to this podcast. What do you say, Ryan? We get to the opener here with the news. All right, Ryan, last week, actually, it was probably like a day after our last episode, Brie Larson, who is going to be starring as Captain Marvel, she had some tweet to Entertainment Weekly, and she was like, something corny, like, hey, I'm feeling a lot like breaking the internet tomorrow. You want in on that? And then Entertainment Weekly was like, I am in on that. What do you think about Noon?
Yeah.
And then we got images from the movie.
Which I was hoping to see some sort of trailer, some sort of big time reveal. You say you're going to break the internet, you better break the internet.
I don't think the internet was broke that day.
The internet was not broken. The internet kind of looked up everyone collectively and just went, huh.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this was not a Wreck-It Ralph situation.
It was not.
This was the internet was fully plugged in all day long. And I think it was my fault. I mean, she's tweeting at Entertainment Weekly. Like, I guess they're not going to have a trailer, but...
Yeah, we kind of walked into that one, didn't we? But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. What are you going to do?
It was frustrating. Anyway, so in those images, Ryan, and we tweeted all the images out, you get Nick Fury, like a de-aged Nick Fury with no eye patch. So maybe we'll find out how he lost his eye. I know people have been dying to know how he lost his eye. So maybe we'll get that. You also had Ronan the Accuser. You had Korath, who is an more obscure character. But you remember the opening scenes from Guardians of the Galaxy 1? Mm-hmm. It's a famous actor, too. I forget his name. It's
Damon
a
Hanju.
I think you're all around it.
Something. I'm all around it. I'm tiptoeing around it. I'm not really at the heart of it. But I know who he is.
You like Krees?
I do. Sure. Yeah. They look like aliens. There's some aliens in it. So.
Oh, Krees. Yeah. Captain Marvel will be good, though.
Captain Marvel has to be good.
It has to be good. We both like the casting, right?
I love the Drake.
Speaking of Marvel, Ryan, even though they are very separate entities, Daredevil season 3 had a little bit of a teaser. And then it said coming soon to Netflix. So Daredevil season 3 on the way. And it was a nice little, it was Matt Murdock / Daredevil. You couldn't tell which was which, really.
Yep.
He was in a confessional and he was saying how, you know, you beat darkness with darkness.
Which, hey, the darker you can go with that show, the better. You know what I mean?
I think so.
And I guess
that show has been the one show that has been good both seasons.
Yep. And D'Onofrio.
I haven't seen Iron Fist season 2 yet.
I have not either. As D'Onofrio is back as Kingpin. So that's good.
Yep, that's not bad. He wore on me a little bit in season 1. He wore on me a little bit.
It's an interesting take on the character. That we've talked about this, like how just he's just weird. Like, there might be some things where he's, like, he's got some idiosyncrasies that are kind of weird. And it was D'Onofrio's famous for, like, going kind of overboard with these characters. Did you see The Magnificent Seven?
No, not the new one.
Yeah, he's, like, super weird in that. And then, remember the movie The Cell with J-Lo?
I do remember that.
He went all, like, Hannibal. That was super weird.
That was an odd one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of him. I'm not. But anyway, Daredevil 3 looks good. Speaking of Netflix, Ryan, how about the Norm MacDonald show?
What is this all about?
Great, doesn't it?
This kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it?
For me, it did. I think this is going to be a good place for his skill set.
Yeah.
You know, because he's always been good as like a guest. And then there's been different iterations of like the Norm MacDonald show. Like, remember, he did the one that was like supposed to like blend sports, and it was like, there's a very niche audience, I think, that would like it. But this one, he's got big name guests. I think he's going to get a lot out of them. And I think, I mean, we love Norm MacDonald, so I'll definitely watch it. But I think it could be great.
Yeah, I think he's just good at like catching people off guard. Like if you watch the trailer, like he's asking people questions, and like Dave Letterman like gets up and like walks away at one point. He's like, Dave. Like he probably pissed him off doing something. So I mean, you know.
So I think that's going to be good. Ryan, the last bit of little news I have is this Saturday, if you're listening to this the week of September, we're recording this on the 11th, mm-hmm. So the 15th, that is this Saturday, Idle Hands, our good friends at Idle Hands in Malden, Massachusetts, are holding their Oktoberfest. It's an all-day affair. I think it's from 10 to 10. They're doing a Stein hoisting competition at 3 o'clock.
Have we figured out what that is yet?
I think you just hold a beer out as hard, like, long as you can. I believe that's what it is. We'll find out more of the details. I'm going to host it. Goo's going as well. And so on our Twitter, at Dork Podcast, we're going to give away a couple of passes, both to the event and entry into the Stein Hoisting competition.
And
so stay tuned for that.
For my part, yes. will not be there. So, you
no,
know.
Well, no, you won't be.
I won't be.
But people could listen to this on their way in, and it's going to feel like you kind of were.
Oh, yeah. Like I was, I told them to go. So make sure you go check out our the people at Idle Hands have been super good to us. So we can only, you know, return the favor, go help them out. Is this like their Oktoberfest thing? It's probably a big moneymaker for them. So if you're in the area, go out and help them out. They've been super supportive of us. So
and they have a good October beer as well. Their Brocktoberfest is delicious. All right, Ryan, that's kind of a light news week.
There is no news. There is one news.
All right, let's get on to your
Oh, actually, no. The one thing I did want to talk about, there is It's Always Sunny premiered last week, the new season.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw
it.
You missed it?
I got to go back and watch it.
Check it out. It's a good episode. I wouldn't say it's great, but it's there are definitely like some... The group dynamic has changed a little bit.
Yeah,
I won't spoil anything for you, but it's funny.
Okay.
Guest appearance by Mindy Kaling, who's great in the episode. So definitely check that out.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. Let's get on to your news.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ron, what do you got, sir?
No, I got one thing. I got one thing only. People have been asking me about it, and like I said, I've gone like dark. Rich can tell you, I've gone dark on social media. Like we have a group chat with all like the Triforce podcasters. I have not said a word in it other than to tell Mac to stop spoiling Suits.
Mac, cool it with the Suits.
Mac is like hell bent on like because I don't know. Oh, now I know like three Suits that I don't have yet out of the 28 because of Mac, but like. He's all over, so he's telling us all about it. And if he's not telling us about it, he's posting pictures on Twitter.
I'm guilty of it as well because the selfie mode is pretty fun. And you can go around the city and you can get your suit and you can go in front of all these landmarks. So that's one thing I love about it. And so, again, next week we'll go all
deep dive.
We'll go deep, deep dive.
And I said, the only thing I'm pissed about that episode is that, like I actually have to finish the game now. And I don't want to.
Well. Yeah, but I feel like by next week you'll be pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I might just finish the story at this point because that at that point they've already announced that New Game Plus is coming. They already announced that next month in October a DLC is coming with Black Cat. So I have plenty. There's plenty of game to play. I am definitely.
Where are you at
like,
right now? Where are you at right now?
I'm at without 36.
All right, so I'm at 50.
Yeah. So, but the last story mission I just did, this isn't a spoiler, but the last story mission I just did is the one they showed in the trailer with the helicopter with Mr. Negative.
Yes.
When you bring down the helicopter. Yeah. That's the last one I did. And I've like flown around the city. I have tons of side missions to do. So that's what I'm going to be working on tonight. So I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
I love about the game is how it's New York City.
Yeah.
And so it's got real landmarks mixed in with like the Marvel landmarks.
Yep.
Like that's awesome. Like because it is very similar to the Arkham series. Like it's you know, the way you're set up and you can free flow all around the city and you have side missions, you have the main story, you have a lot of characters. So it's very similar to that in that regard. But the fact that it's actually New York City and you can go to like Times Square, you can go to like all these other spots. That's pretty badass.
Well, what's funny too is like I just there's now like a fast travel system, and I'm like looking at it and I'm like, why? Like that's like
I've
never used it once. Like it's the most fun part
over there.
Yeah,
I'll get there.
Like it's way more fun. But like if you do, I did use it just to when they first gave it to me,
subway, right?
And you're in the subway, like checking your phone, and like there's a guy like sleeping on your shoulder, like, and you're in like full Spider-Man suit. So it actually is pretty cool. But the one thing I do want to mention, and I've retweeted some tweets from the Marvel team and the Insomniac team, it's incredible to me the level of thought and care and detail that went into this game, and things like you might miss. Like one of the things I retweeted, they recorded Yuri Lowenthal, the guy who does the voice of Peter Parker. Did two sets of dialogue, one where he's exerting himself and one where he's not. So like if you're at any point in the game, if you're swinging, it's a different dialogue. And if you're just standing still, like that's incredible. Like he's like kind of huffing like as he's talking. And if he's just sitting, it'll change like on the fly. So it's incredible.
Crazy, like how seamless it is. Like you can be doing one thing, then you get like a phone call. And like you're still on the phone and yet you're doing whatever you were doing and they don't like interrupt or get choppy. Like you're still, you know what I mean? Like if you're taking a picture of a landmark, or mm-hmm. if you're doing a mission, but then someone's talking to you, like it all runs together. Like it's
yeah. And it's pretty perfect. There's like no load screens. Like it's all open. Like it's just all there. Which is,
I mean,
well, like the mission stuff, like
6 out of 6,
hard 6 out of 6. So I would say this too, and people are, you brought up Arkham, so I'll bring up Arkham again.
Yeah.
I think Arkham City is a, now wait for this. Arkham City is a better game.
I agree.
But Spider-Man is way more fun. Like I think Arkham is cool. But I'm having way more fun playing Spider-Man than I ever had playing any of the Arkham games.
I'll tell you what, I think it's, yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely a you buy. Like, you like Spider-Man more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
And, like, I like the Batman characters more than the Spider-Man characters. And, like, Batman and Spider-Man I like about similar, but, like, Batman's villains I think are better.
Yeah. But that's,
but you're right. The game is so much fun. Like, that's definitely true. There's so many things you can do. The fighting style is better than Batman.
It's a little bit more organic. Like, you can do...
It's more
you're
organic,
kind of boxed
but I feel like... Yeah, I feel like in Batman... Well, again, we'll do a lot of this next week. But I feel like in Batman, it was... For me, anyway, the way I would play Batman, it'd be more like just kind of mauling guys and, like, the simple combos.
Right.
Whereas with Spider-Man, you're throwing objects at people. You're doing, like, crazy combos. You're jumping off walls. And, like, it's a different...
And so, just to reiterate, what I meant was that, like, the whole time I was playing the Arkham games, I was like, this is really cool. Like, this is, like, I want to do this well. And I had, like, this, like, serious look on my face. The entire time I've been playing Spider-Man, I've been smiling.
Yeah.
Like, the entire time, I've just been smiling the entire time, because it's just so much fun. Yeah. Like I said, they included the fast travel system. You don't use it. It's way more fun to just swing and just get, like, that's the best part of the game. And they nailed it. They nailed everything. And the only thing that I would say, too, is there are some glitches, which people have started, like, some things happen, but things happen. That'll get patched. That'll be fine. But
dude, what did you think about the story about the kid that tried to propose? Did you hear about that?
Oh.
So we talked about it, actually, on the radio today. That was our Key for Madness. It was like, so this poor bastard, and this is amazing that they even, like, agreed to do it. But this guy just tweeted Insomniac Games mm-hmm. and was like, hey, like, I'm thinking about proposing to my girlfriend. Like, is there anything we can do in the game? And they got back to him. And so, long story short, they put on a marquee.
Oh, yeah.
They wrote, Maddie, will you marry me? I tweeted out, it's still in the game.
It's still in the game.
But anyway.
It's still in the game. Yeah.
So the game took a long time to make. Mm-hmm. This request happened in, like, April.
Yeah.
Those two have broken up. Yep. Not only that, but the girl is going out now with his brother.
Which, oh, what a kick in the knackers, bro. You know?
That's not good. Married.
You don't like that at all. No.
But how wild is that? So should we just request and
sign
again?
At this point.
Can you put, like, a dork logo somewhere in there?
We'll give you a logo, or put, like, a Davy Jumpman, like, somewhere in the game. With, like, underneath it, have, like, my Twitch, like, handle. Like, can we do that?
I didn't know they were taking requests.
I didn't know it was that easy.
Jesus.
You know, so
but anyway,
hey, it's worth
so,
a shot,
so that's
right?
in there. And so we'll have a lot more next week. And so right now, I don't have very many complaints. I feel like if I get through the game, I'll just leave it at this. And I don't want anybody to tell me. But if I get through the game and there's certain characters that are in my mind, if I don't see them, that would be my only complaint.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
And I think one of them that you want to see, they announced that that person is not in the game. So,
I don't know who that is, but I can guess where you're going.
There was one line of dialogue, and for those of you in the know, you'll get this, but, like, there was a, this isn't a spoil, it's a side mission, so I'm not spoiling anything, but, like, there's an imposter Spider-Man running around, and at one point, Peter Parker looks at one of his victims, and the guy's still alive, and he goes, oh, so he doesn't look like he's a lethal protector.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. All right.
So, I just...
Hey, what do you want from me?
What do you want from, we're over here, you know what I mean?
Hey, all right, well, that's good. So put a pin in that. We'll get to more of it next week. And if you're not playing the game, we're going to do other stuff too. We'll have a good This Week in Dork, and we'll have more video game stuff within there as well. So that'll be next week. Ryan, let's just get to the topic du jour, shall we?
Oh, what's that? I'm sorry, what's that?
Oh, it's the topic of the day.
Oh, and right. Okay, yeah.
Today, this is sort of a companion piece to last week's episode, which is high school movies, which I thought was very, very successful. This is college movies.
Yeah.
So I asked you the same thing to begin. what to you qualifies as a college movie?
See, to me, this is a little bit different. It's a little bit different animal than high school movies, because I feel like you can have a high school age movie. Like, think of like American Pie. Like 90% of that movie took place out of the high school, but we're dealing with like high school age kids, right?
Yeah, but there was definitely enough for me in the high school. Like, you saw the high school.
Agreed. Okay. But I have that most of the college movie has to take place at the college, as opposed to, like, maybe some of it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it has to be, like, on a campus somewhere.
All right. So I have three, and we're going to break it down like we did before. Yeah. Classic, comedy, horror, sports, and other. I have three that, just to get a sense, I want to throw at you and let me know if you think they qualify. Because I could honestly go either way.
Yeah.
The first one, is Good Will Hunting a college movie?
No.
Yeah, because he's not a student.
He's not a student.
So I'm with you. It's not, even though a lot of it takes place at Bunker Hill and everything else. It's probably not. I agree with you. Similar to I Know What You Did Last Summer, is I Still Know What You Did Last Summer a college movie?
No, do they talk about going to college? I haven't seen that movie. I think I've seen that movie once.
Okay, so Jennifer Love Hewitt's character is in like a, she's taking summer classes in like Boston at the very beginning of the movie,
right,
and then
I remember
her roommate is like, "You better go home and like whatever and go on vacation." So it takes place the summer after her freshman year. So it is not at a college, not but like the first scene is in college. So I think no,
also. Not a college movie, no.
And then the last one would be St. Elmo's Fire.
They are recent college graduates, right?
They're all graduates. I haven't seen it recently, but I do think a lot of it takes place around Georgetown. And
it
like,
does.
Didn't a bunch of them go to Georgetown?
They're recent Georgetown graduates.
But they just graduated. So that one to me is like right on the fence.
It's right on the fence. It's like the cast of The Breakfast Club like went to college and then graduated and like didn't know what to do with their lives. Like, that's what that movie is. It's not very good. You know, I don't mind it,
but you're right. It is like a, it's the Brat Pack grown up.
Yeah, which pass on that. They're like no longer brats anymore.
Let's get into classics, Ryan. Let's just kick them around. I think there's one or two that jump to mind immediately.
Animal House, like that's like the quintessential. There would be none of these movies if Animal House didn't exist, right?
They would not exist. 1978's Animal House, Faber College.
Favorite
and college. You get the t-shirts, you can get all that stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, Bluto and Otter and Boone. It's a really good movie. And we talk about this a lot, like the 70s and 80s comedies and whether or not they hold up. This is one that I think, like, this is maybe my favorite of like the Caddyshack.
The National Lampoon.
Yeah, like those movies. Ones. Like, out of all those ones, I think Animal House is probably my favorite.
I think so, too. The older I get, and this might be a bit of a hot take. I think this is a Rich Keefe warm take.
All right, give me a warm take. Sure, it's almost Wednesday.
The older I get, the less I like Caddyshack. The more...
No, that's fine. Yeah.
I think, you know, the more movies you watch, you start to see like the cracks like in movies that like and for Caddyshack as a classic, it's still a classic movie, but like I find myself more like changing the channel at certain points if Caddyshack's on, like the boring parts. Like, it's pretty uneven. Yeah. So you're just like,
it is. Animal House overall is better.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Animal like House wire to wire, it's better.
That's absolutely the classic. Yeah. And like the like John Belushi with like everybody had that poster with like John Belushi wearing the sweatshirt that's in college.
Yeah.
Like everybody had
drinking
that.
The Jack Daniels. And there's the rumor is that like he actually drank that Jack Daniels and it was like several takes. You know.
Toga party, etc.
Yeah, I think it's Tim Matheson, the guy who played Otter, actually tells the story where he's like, yeah, that was real. Like they might have like it might have been like iced tea for two takes, but the one they got was like that was real.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. And you can imagine that with that crew of people at that time that there was a lot of bad behavior going on.
Yes. I can remember. The 70s were wrapping up, Ryan. It was a wild time.
It was a wild time.
It really was.
Yeah.
This the other one that I would say is a classic now.
A modern classic. Modern classic.
Classic now.
Classic now. Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the best college movies ever made.
It's and for us, it came out while we were in college,
yes.
And I just remember watching it over and over and over again. And so this is like sort of a loophole because like in Animal House, all the main characters are actually college students, whereas in Old School, they are not. But again, they have a fraternity at Harrison University. Mm-hmm. Go Cougars.
Go Cougars.
And yeah. But it's just, it's great. And like, there's enough of the college students that like have to like pledge and like, yep. It's to me, it's my favorite comedy of all time. There's a lot of good choices, but it's number one on my list.
And it's up there for me. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's definitely up there for me because like you said, I mean, it because they're so old, it ages very well. And it is like peak Vince Vaughn, peak Will Ferrell, and then like Luke Wilson's like the straight man. Yeah. Like he's like the baseline. You know what I mean? And
oh, it's perfect.
But just unbelievably funny. Like I probably laughed harder in the theater watching this movie than I have any other movie.
The scene where Will Ferrell, and so you got a little cameo by Stifler. He's in it. Yep. He's with the animals at the birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
The scene I remember, like you always remember like the hardest times you've ever laughed. Yep. So there's probably like 5-6 times I can remember in my head that just like you're crying, mm-hmm. your stomach hurts, like you can't breathe, you don't remember like the next 5 minutes of either the movie or like if it's just a conversation with friends, like you don't remember what happened because you're just like you're wiped out.
You might take a knee.
You're wiped out. Yeah, you need something. And it was the scene where Will Ferrell shoots himself with a tranquilizer dart, and then the whole thing goes in slow-mo, and he screams like he's talking back to Stifler.
Yeah.
He's like, you got a fucking dart in your neck. Like that. He's like, wait, you're crazy. Yeah. You're crazy. Like that whole thing, everybody's seen it a million times, but that whole thing died. And so just when you think that scene is about to be over, they start singing Happy Birthday to Max, and he screams up in the air. He's like, no! And when he palms the kid's head, like I was already like, that was one of those ones where it's like an 8 count, like it's like a standing 8 count. And then when he palms the kid out, I'm like, I'm dead now. And then he crashes into the water and then cues the music.
Oh
like,
yeah, from the best movie from ever. The Graduate, which is a great callback to The Graduate. But like you said, they showed him shooting himself in the neck in the trailer. Like over and over again.
I don't remember that.
They did. And because I remember being like, oh, well, they just wasted like the best, like the funniest part of the movie. But it goes on. Like that scene it's continues. So good. And it's like and you said, like, and he like pushes the kid, like grabs him by the back of the head and like throws him out of the way. Like that.
What's so good about that movie is like the more times you watch it, like there's so many little build up lines that make it really funny, like throwaway lines. So like Stifler, people probably don't even remember, but he goes in there. And like Will Ferrell's like, oh, what's this? He's like, oh, it's a tranquilizer. And then he goes, he grabs the chain. He's like, in case any of these fuckers get out of line. And he like snaps the thing. He's like, what? Yeah. And he's like talking shit to like the goat or whatever.
You know which one I love too is with Jeremy Piven, who's also awesome in this movie. And he's like,
oh, cheese. Goes, yeah. No, not cheese. What they call
cheese.
Him?
Yeah, cheese. Yeah, and cheese. He goes, and every time I like, that's one of the things I do. Like my wife's like, hey, do you want any cheese with this? And I go, cheese. And she's like, yeah. But my favorite, the throwaway line with him is like, hey, didn't we put you in a dumpster? And he's like, yeah, I got out.
All right, right on, man. I also like, it's a complete throwaway line, and it's just for like the diehard old school fans. But when Vince Vaughn's doing his presentation at the frat house, or like just at Mitch's house, but he's at the frat house. And the one kid, like the real nerd looking kid, he's like, I have a question. He's like, yeah, okay, this guy over here. And he's like, well, I actually go here. And Vince Vaughn, the way Vince Vaughn dismisses it, he's like, yeah, okay. Like that doesn't matter to him at all that he goes
there.
Like, okay. Like that matters to him at all. Like,
yeah.
So that's, and then like you get to the whole, like when they have to do the sports, like that's just like another whole part of the movie where like Will Ferrell's
doing. It's just so ridiculous.
He's doing rhythmic gymnastics. And that was, I think I said this on the podcast before, but I was watching old school with like the commentary on.
Yeah.
And I guess Luke Wilson was kind of like a bitch to work with. Like,
oh, you were telling me about the haircut.
He got haircuts like all the time. And so like, if you really watch the movie, like it doesn't matter, it's a comedy, but like he has different haircuts like in from like scene to scene. Like his hair's shorter, it's longer, it's like looks different. And they're like, what are you doing with the haircuts? And then also he didn't want to do any of the sports stuff. Like I think he was originally supposed to do the rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah.
Because Will Ferrell does
the mascot thing.
Remember, like keep your composure. Yeah. He does that. Vince Vaughn does the still holding
with,
it. Still
with the butt.
Great scene. And then Will Ferrell doubles up.
Yeah.
And then so you have the fat kid that does like the pommel horse or whatever, yeah. not the pommel horse, the vault. Yeah. He does the vault. And Luke Wilson just like slaps him on the ass. So, like Luke Wilson like tapped out of that.
And if you watch the dance scene, like he could not be any less interested in what's going on.
Oh yeah, no, he was terrible at that.
Yeah.
But then you also have like the stuff with Blue. You got the stuff with Snoop Dogg. You got the stuff with the wives. Like I mean, it's start to finish.
This is turning into a standalone episode for Old School. I mean, if you
know, oh, I love it.
But this is like when people talk about how good Animal House is. Like this is our Animal House.
This is our Animal House. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I love it so much. And I haven't watched it in a long time. I got to go back and give it a go.
Oh, I mean, okay. You know, we got to watch Old School again. All right.
Twist my arm.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, what else? Do you have any others that you would consider classics before we get into the other categories?
Yeah. The only one I would put in this category, obviously, one of my personal favorites is Revenge of the Nerds. I would put that in here as well. Maybe Road Trip? No.
Yeah, I definitely have it in the next category. The other one, I think Road Trip is funnier, mm-hmm. but would you consider PCU
a
classic?
No, not a classic.
No,
okay. Not a classic. All right. But I love.
So let's just leave it with Animal House, Old School, and then mm-hmm. if you need a third, we'll go Revenge of the Nerds.
Sure.
All right, let's do that. All right, let's get into comedy. A lot of different ways to begin with comedy. I'll just throw it out there with American Pie 2.
All right, we'll pick up right where we left off. You know, we started about American Pie.
Maybe my favorite high school movie. American Pie 2. They're both good. This is a debate. We got a couple people mm-hmm. tweeting at us during the week. That said, American Pie 2 better than American Pie 1.
I disagree.
I also disagree. It is good. Now, this is also kind of like on the fringe because they're in college at the very beginning, and then this is also their first summer home. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, but they talk enough about college. We're going to allow it. It's our podcast. We're going to allow it.
We're going to allow it.
American Pie 2, mm-hmm. I think, is great. You got a very good looking Vicky. Vicky is. Bring in it.
This was about the time where Tara Reid started getting a little too skinny.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, like the signs were there.
It was there. You're like, this signs, is.
The signs were there.
But, you know, a lot, some very memorable scenes, some good scenes. The whole thing with, what's it?
Stifler?
No, the one who's, no, Shitbreak. What is his name in the movie?
Finch.
The whole thing with him and the tantra, like I thought, I thought that was really funny. I wound up hating.
Oh, you liked it? I don't know if it was a little much.
No, but you know what? It was a good break from Kevin. The whole Kevin thing, rookie of the year, like that was just like, come on.
Kevin's the worst.
He's
man.
The worst.
Kevin stinks. Yeah. He stinks in the first one too.
He kind of does, but like that.
I don't know why Vicky would ever go out with Kevin.
No, he's just kind of like a little twerp. You know what I mean?
Why would she go out with him? Like I know. I don't know. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't. And then, you know, but he's just like, then he, you know, he kind of wants her back and then she's not into it. It's that whole thing that didn't do it for me. You know, it was annoying. I got annoyed with it. And not only that, but
I don't even think he played sports.
No, he didn't. How did those kids afford that house?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think they come from a pretty good community.
You're right. You're right. It's kind of like that. Like,
well, first of all, Stifler's loaded. We know Stifler's loaded.
Yeah.
And I like Jim's doing all right. Like that street that he lives on, pretty nice.
It's a pretty nice little neighborhood. It's like that good part of like urban. Rural
Michigan,
Detroit,
right? Michigan, it's like outside. Yeah, way outside Detroit. Yeah.
But
yeah, so American Pie 2.
Yeah, but then you have some other ones like I would say on the cusp of being considered classics, like Back to School. Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay. Yep.
And I think where this misses for me, I love Rodney Dangerfield, but I know there are people who don't, like, who just don't like Rodney Dangerfield. He's like that comedian that people are like,
believes not a lot of people like him.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't get any respect.
They don't get any.
I'm going to throw one at you right now that this is not a hot take, but this is something that I thoroughly enjoy. The first one, anyway, and that is Pitch Perfect.
Oh, I got it. Barton University.
I love Pitch Perfect. The Barton Bellas.
Barton Bellas are great. I love the first one. I've seen them all.
Mm-hmm.
They're not very good. Two's like palatable. Three was like, all right, what are we doing? I didn't care for three. But the first one's very good. Like Anna Kendrick and Anna Camp and
Anna Camp.
Brittany Snow. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Elizabeth very good Banks. Movie.
The dude from Workaholics. It's all good.
You know, that's
Fat Amy.
Yeah, and that's when, you know, I was like, okay, that's quite, we're good there. You know, I'm good with her. I'm good with her, yeah. Yeah, but that's one that's worth mentioning in terms of comedy.
I like Pitch Perfect. I'm gonna throw Van Wilder your way.
Which is rightfully so.
Coolidge College. Van Wilder, another Tara Reid. She plays Gwen. You have Gwen. Taj, who makes his breakthrough in this movie. Mm-hmm. It's Ryan Reynolds is playing Ryan Reynolds. It's like Deadpool in college, you know, without the guns and the swords.
He's just being Ryan, like you said, it's just him being Ryan Reynolds and just, you know.
But just him talking through a movie. You know, it's like you take the funny guy from Two Guys That Grow in a Pizza Place, you put him in a college film, and this is what you get.
Yep.
So I liked it. Van Wilder was good.
Yeah, we didn't talk enough about Road Trip. Road Trip is very good.
Road Trip is very funny.
Very
from,
funny.
From the University of Ithaca.
Ithaca.
Is a fake, not to be confused with Ithaca College, which is real.
Which is real, and which is where the writer and director, I believe, went. And they couldn't say Ithaca College, so they said University of Ithaca.
So we're gonna at the end we'll do our Steal a Smooch podium, and I'll just mention this: she's not on my podium, but I think an honorable mention would have to be Beth,
played by Amy Smart.
Yep. In Road Trip was very good.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Tom Green's character's name in Road Trip?
Oh, I don't. It's something.
Barry Manilow.
Is it? I knew it. All right, Barry makes sense, but they called him Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow. And how about when... So I'm terrified of snakes.
Oh, yeah.
However, the scene where he's trying to feed Mitch is the best. Where he's like, go on, Mitch. He's like going on. He's like, are you here for like the feeding? And the guy's like, what? And then he's like, he drops. He's like, waited all day for it. And he drops him in there. Snake doesn't fucking move. Doesn't move at all. He's tapping on the glass. He's like, hey, Mitch, you gonna fucking eat him or what? And he just like looks around, nothing happens, and then he bites his hand, and like the whole thing is great.
And then I guess he got in like kind of a mess with PETA, because remember the scene where he like put the mouse like in his mouth, like people didn't like that.
Yeah,
Tom Green being Tom Green, you know,
Tom Green doing Tom Green stuff. Then there was also when he was like, was it Beth that came in, and she's like, where'd he go? And he was like, Boston. Like, Boston?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I said. Austin, Massachusetts. Yeah. Like, you mean Austin? Is like...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's just, like, staring at the terrarium. Yeah. He's like, I don't know. Just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you, so good. And that was the whole thing,
here,
too, where, like...
Are you here for the feeding?
Would you kill a cheetah? No, these are her underwears. That was good. That one was good. So, Stifler's in that one. He's good in that. Like, it's funny. And then the dude that licks Beth's feet on the bus is actually Todd Phillips, the director.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like that scene where he's like, what? He's like, oh, it's like, sorry. Like, you have beautiful feet.
Gross. It's like the same characters he played in Old School who was there for the
gangbang.
The sweet action. Yeah.
The sweet, sweet action. Yeah, that was definitely him. What else you got?
We have some like lower tier comedies too that like, you know, people are going to tell us that The Waterboy should be a classic. It's not. It's funny. There's funny parts.
Sports. I got it in my sports.
I got it in sports. All right, we'll save that for sports. What else do we got? Real Genius with Val Kilmer is on my list.
Throw that one in there.
I love that movie. That's on Netflix. You can watch that right now. How about the sports? Do we go Drumline with sports?
I don't know.
All right. Because technically, is that a sport?
What about 22 Jump Street?
I didn't. I was lukewarm
Not
on that.
Not bad. Not bad. Not as good as 21 Jump Street, but not bad. They go to MC State College, which is Metropolitan City State College. And the one thing I enjoyed about this was they were the Statesmen, much like Hobart.
The Statesmen. Nice.
Played football. Nice. So I like 22 Jump Street wasn't bad.
And I will admit... Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just did that one.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. No, but now you go.
But you do.
I feel like we've gotten to the point now on the podcast where we're even finishing each other's...
Sandwiches. See what I did? That's for the line from Frozen.
Never seen Frozen.
I don't know. One of my favorite college comedies of all time. I think I've watched this movie. I own this movie at some point. And I actually worked this movie into my personal life.
I'm looking right at it on my list.
Slackers. The movie Slackers.
Holden University.
Holden University. There was a time, Richard, where I was doing this kind of solo acoustic thing around, you know, open mics and all that stuff. And my stage name at the time was Cool Ethan.
Great stuff.
And I was worried that someone else...
I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay, it was Laser.
All right, it was Laser.
Jason Schwartzman is incredible in this movie. Probably my favorite role Jason Schwartzman ever played because he's just so weird. And it was like his next movie, like after Rushmore.
Yeah.
Where he was Cool
Which
Ethan.
Which was also on our list from high school. So yeah. Cool Ethan makes it into both.
Yeah. Which is.
But yeah, Devin Sawa. Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. But another steal of smooch.
Did he pick up a pop?
How about Jamie King?
Oh, yeah.
In that movie.
Yep.
Something special. Something special.
And then, what's his name? Jason Segel.
And you had Pete from Pete and Pete. Played the real weirdo roommate. You know?
Oh, he was great when he was just like, come on, just relax. He's like, you know, you do this or whatever. And then he's like, you eat, you drink, you row, you boat. It's like a nonsense line, but I would say that one all the time.
Just be guys.
Just be guys. You eat, you drink, you row, you boat. Amazing.
Yeah, good stuff.
Ron, did you ever see the movie Accepted?
I did see the movie Accepted.
Not bad. I think it's worth mentioning. That's with Justin Long, Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
They make up a fake college called South Harmon Institute of Technology.
Yeah, which if you put those letters together, that's a joke right there. Yes. That's a poo-poo joke.
You're going in with one joke. You're plus one on your way in.
So basically, we mentioned summer camp movies and we mentioned Camp Nowhere. This is basically Camp Nowhere but college. Is essentially what this boils down to, where they make up the college and people, and it turns into like a legitimate thing, and you know there's some like bad guys who try to stop them, and
Lewis, I gotta mention one for my wife. You can probably guess what it is.
What is it? A Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Technically Harvard not. Law. Are we? Elwood. We should have limited it to like undergrad, not post grad, because technically that's law school. That's not college.
Yeah, but then the title of the podcast gets very wordy.
It gets very wordy. You're right.
It's very wordy. But yeah. I'm mentioning Legally Blonde. Not bad. I actually saw the musical.
Oh, did you know?
It was a gift. It was a gift for the wife. So
very well.
Horror, or do you have any more comedies?
So since you brought up one that was, I wanted to bring it up for high school movies, but it kind of falls in that in between, which is like the summer before they go to college, but they talk about like going to college a lot. Mm-hmm. Another John Cusack movie that I am compelled to bring up, the movie One Crazy Summer, which is one of my other favorite John Cusack movies.
Oh, I did not see that movie.
You've not seen what it features? Bobcat Goldthwait and one of the lesser Murray brothers. I believe it's Joel Murray and a very young Demi Moore.
Ooh, I like Demi Moore.
Yeah, another Savage Steve Holland movie, the same guy who directed Better Off Dead. So, good movie. Check that one out.
What is the best Demi Moore movie?
Best movie or my favorite?
Best Demi Moore performance.
G.I. Jane?
Yeah, probably.
Or A Few Good Men?
Well, Ghost.
Ghost is a terrible movie.
I said performance.
Oh, performance. Striptease.
You think Ghost is a terrible movie?
The Ghost isn't a good movie.
What about that scene when they were making the pot?
Pot? What else happens in that movie?
Swayze took over Whoopi Goldberg's body and started talking like inside the body. You remember that?
Yeah. When she's
what about the scene on the subway? You didn't like that?
I didn't like that. Or when he takes the guy out at the end, when he, you know, the bad demons come up and get him. No, that's a terrible movie.
You're out on Ghost. You know that's
a terrible movie.
Anyway, horror movies, Ryan, there's a couple of ones that I really like.
Oh, actually, time out. Someone just had one of the best throwaway lines from Old School. They just put it in the chat. I'm just going to, I have to mention it because it's one of the, like, nice doll, Frank. Yeah, thanks. She's okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Oh, yeah. That's one of those lines that you like, say all the time.
Yeah,
like,
thanks.
There's movies, she's okay, like about anything. Like there are certain movies like that where you don't even realize you're.
You don't even realize you're doing it. Yeah, and that's one of them. Yeah,
it's like Ace Ventura. It's like Billy Madison. It's like Dumb and Dumber, Old School, Anchorman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, horror movies, Ryan.
Horror
I got
movies.
A couple of gems.
A couple,
couple
of gems.
Beauts.
Yep.
What did you think about Windsor College, as seen in the film Scream 2?
Scream 2.
Ba-bow. Now, unfortunately, this is where Randy Meeks met his end.
Which is sad. I know you're very sad about Randy Meeks shuffling off the mortal coil.
He shouldn't have walked that close to the van. Also, those kids were playing Cottonmouth Kings very loudly when they walked by him. They should have cooled their jets on that.
They should have. The Cottonmouth Kings. Whatever happened to them? They dead? Pick of the pod?
I bet several members are pick of the pods.
Yeah.
But Put Me Down for Scream 2. You had a nice cast of characters there. Also, Ryan, like a movie that came out a year after Scream 2.
Yep.
That'd be Urban Legend.
Urban Legend.
Pendleton University.
Yeah.
This one, jeez, there's a lot going on at the school. Let's just leave it at that.
Speaking of stealing a smooch, you got one of yours in here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard this, but Rich Keefe is a very big Rebecca Gayheart fan.
The biggest. Maybe the only.
The biggest there is. I like her curly hairs.
She is very fair.
These ones.
Brian.
Yeah.
Did you see Happy Death Day?
I did not see Happy Death
Day. Not terrible. Not a terrible 90-minute kind of stupid horror movie. It's got the Groundhog Day feel to it type of thing. But that takes place in college as well. Those are my horror. Because I think we're saying I Still Know doesn't really count.
That doesn't. So there's some other ones, too, that if you look them up, like one of the good ones is like, remember the movie The Roommate? Which is only interesting. 4% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Seems low.
But the fact that Leighton Meester and Minka Kelly are both in this movie, and for the longest time, I thought they were the same person.
Ooh.
Like
Minka Kelly is a little thinner, I think.
A little bit, but like Leighton Meester, at that point, you hadn't seen either of them in like the same room. So you're like, but they do like the single white female thing. It's passable. The other one that's Cabin in the Woods, technically, College Spring Break. Don't sleep on Cabin in the Woods.
I love Cabin in the Woods. I just don't know if I would consider. Yeah, you know what? I guess there is like a part in the dormitory, right? Or whatever, and they're leaving or something. So.
Same with Cabin Fever.
That movie sucked. That movie sucked out loud. Come on.
And my favorite college horror movie, Richard, which I cannot believe that you missed, American Werewolf in London, which is a phenomenal. They're backpacking through Europe. They're college kids backpacking through Europe.
Yeah, okay.
So we're playing a little fast and loose with the whole college thing. You know what I mean?
Contradicting the shit out of ourselves.
But like there is a college scene. But like they're like spring break. They mention finding themselves backpacking through the woods. Not a lot of much more high school age horror than college. Any good ones anyway. The only other one I would mention, because people get pissed. We don't have to like deep dive anything, but just people don't get pissed if we don't mention like Hostel.
Yeah.
Like we're going to hear about that. We're going to hear about that we didn't mention.
Don't worry about that. Just name the ones you want to name. Don't worry about what we're going to get from the peanut gallery.
I just don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? I just don't hear it.
I know. It's fine. A handful of good sports ones, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. I got some good sports ones.
My favorite football movie of all time, The Program.
The Program is a good one.
It is. Eastern State University Timberwolves with Heisman hopeful Joe Kane. Freshman running back Darnell Jefferson. You have Steve Latimer, goes from special teams to starting D, plays at the table. And Alvin Mack, who would have been a first-round pick had he not sustained a devastating knee injury.
Or
also,
could read.
Also, Bud Kaminsky, who is a decent offensive lineman.
Yeah, or, you know, could read. That says Adidas.
Right.
You know, so that's probably a very damning view of, like, college football.
But I'm sure very, very accurate.
My favorite football movie of all time is the Scott Bakula vehicle, Necessary Roughness. Starring Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap in the starring role of, I forget, Jesus, he had, like, a stupid cowboy name.
I know.
Jason Bateman at wide receiver.
Oh, my God, that's right. Was it really Jason Bateman?
Yeah, it was Jason Bateman. His dad was like a booster for the football team.
Wow.
Kathy Ireland, steal a smooch, as the kicker.
Good kicker, yeah, good kicker.
And Sinbad.
Yep, he had some eligibility left in him.
Boy, me and you were gonna party. Remember that on the line? And the guy who like somehow did karate. And I say this all the time, that one of the most quotable lines from Necessary Roughness, when they had that like dorky guy who's like the backup quarterback. And he's throwing passes in the gym, and like he hits some guy in the back of the head, and he goes just like this. He goes, "This is bad for you know, but it's good for this." But he goes, he moves his hands like this. He goes, "I thought you were gonna do one of these. So I love Necessary Roughness.
Roughness is good. Yeah. We already mentioned the Water Boy from before, the SCLSU Mud Dogs.
A lot of football.
Bobby Boucher. Some big hits though in that. Mm-hmm. I love the big hits.
Big hits.
That Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime at a Bourbon Bowl. The Mud Dogs came back.
The best hit in that game is when Michigan brings in their towel boy. The kid just gets croaked.
I did like the movie, though. I am a fan. And I liked when they would do, like, the Sports Center highlights, and then put up Bobby Boucher with, like, 10 sacks or whatever he had. Like,
and he's looking like this, like, his picture's, like, looking, like, off to the side of the camera. What about Summer Catch? Do you consider that a college movie? It's Cape League, but they're...
They're probably college students, but there's, like, I don't consider that.
Rudy obviously is one of the better... Yeah. I just brought up Summer Catch because I want to talk about Jessica Biel at the end, but we talk about Steal a Smooch, so I'll throw her into the mix there.
Okay.
Summer Catch, Jessica Biel, it doesn't get any better.
The basketball equivalent to the program was Blue Chips.
I was waiting for you to bring that up.
I love Blue Chips. The Western University Dolphins, with Nick Nolte as the head coach. They have Neon Bordeaux, Butch McRae, and Ricky Rowe, maybe the greatest recruiting class since the Fab Five. Those guys are great. Then they had Tony on their team, who flunked TV. Come on, Tony, how do you flunk TV? Come on, coach, it's more than just watching the thing. Just awesome. Then they have, like, a bunch of real coaches, a bunch of real players in there.
Nick Nolte was supposed to be like Bobby Knight, kind of. But, like, wasn't Bobby Knight – like, Bobby Knight was in the movie? Like, he was supposed to be Bobby Knight?
They coached against him. Yeah. But I think they're both probably too real for, like, the NCAA to really like. Like, they're, like, the program and Blue Chips. Like, yeah, this is how stuff gets done.
Yeah. What do you consider – what was the other basketball one that I was thinking of? He Got Game. Do you consider that a college movie?
I don't. That, you know what? That actually could have been more a high school movie because he was still at Lincoln High for, like, that whole movie. And then the big question was, hey, Jesus, you going to go to Big State? I don't know. I got to weigh my options.
Somehow,
going to Big State? You going to Big State?
Yeah, which somehow worked its way into the dork lexicon, like, back in the day. Like, weigh my options. Rich, do you want you want pizza or what do you want to do for dinner tonight? I don't know. I got to weigh my options. Like, it just somehow worked its way into that.
Well, that was because our friend Billy Wicker, we'll bring him up here. He transferred from St. Paul's, and I would ask him every single day if he was going to leave, because, like, I think he wanted to leave, and I was like, please don't leave. And, like, are you going to leave? And it would answer every time he had to weigh his options. And then it came in everything else, he had to weigh his options.
He had to weigh his options. Weigh my options.
I was like, you're an asshole.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Okay, so I'm looking at a list that I compiled, an unofficial list of college sports movies.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to run down some that are passable, some that I like, right? We Are Marshall, which was a decent movie.
Based on a true story.
Would you consider Miracle a college sports movie?
I would not. I would consider that an Olympic movie.
All right. The Express was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that.
I think that's about it.
All right. That'll do her.
A lot of college football movies.
Yeah. Football's good. There should be a lot of college football movies. What about any others that we haven't missed? Or do you want to get into some of these superlatives?
So we have some dramas. Like, Rudy is more of a drama, you know, for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. I did have a little bit of a list here of things that we didn't. The Graduate. People are going to talk about The Graduate.
Sure.
You know, that's a good one.
All right.
How High. We missed that one.
Yeah, How High is a good one. Put that on there.
How High. Spring Breakers is another one.
Spring Breakers is weird.
The movie With Honors with Joe Pesci and Brendan Fraser.
Really?
Remember that one?
We don't need to name every single movie that's
ever happened in college. Here we go. American Pie, Beta House. No?
All right, we're done. We're moving on.
Orange County.
Ryan, what is your favorite college movie of all time? Man.
Like I said, personal favorite, I think, like, it's between, like, Revenge of the Nerds or Slackers. I love Slackers. I will defend that movie forever. It's just, like, my kind of humor. It's just, like, super weird. One Crazy Summer, too, obviously. What do you got?
Mine's obviously Old School. Mine's, without question, it is Old School. What is your least favorite college movie?
Drumline.
I have two. I'm going with The Skulls.
Oh, that movie stunk.
Remember that piece of shit?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be, there's, like, a real skull. That's, like, a real thing, apparently.
That stunk. Yeah.
And then this one, more so because it was really disappointing, was, remember Dead Man on Campus?
That was, like, you had...
That was, like, the first time you saw Zach Morris not as Zach Morris.
And the guy from That Thing You Do. Like, do you think that that's going to be a winner?
And then the dude, I forget his name, but he plays, he's in Riverdale. He's like a father in Riverdale.
Just working
he's
in Riverdale, yeah. Somehow.
He's Betty's father. Yeah.
Yeah.
What college, Ryan, would you most have liked to attend?
I don't know. Faber seems pretty good. Adams College from Revenge of the Nerds looked like a hell of a time. You can get away with it. But that's one of those movies that if you were writing that movie now, you'd think, like, there's no way this is getting made.
No. Right? Probably not.
No way. I don't even want to get into it. I would not.
I'd say Harrison from Old School. I'd say Barden University from Pitch Perfect, perhaps.
That seemed like a good time.
Lady? Yeah, I think that would be...
Or
if you played sports, it would be, you know, Western University or Eastern State. Yeah. Those would be the ones you'd want to go to. The school that you would least want to attend?
Whatever the college was in the movie Higher Learning. I don't want to go to that school. Is that all right? Is that all right to say?
That's a fine answer.
There's just too much going on at that place, man. I'm out on that.
There's a lot. I would go with Pendleton. Even though there was some nice-looking ladies there, the issue was, like, every single urban legend played out.
Which, you don't want that.
They all did. You're just going to have a bad time. Mm-hmm. Who would you have been friends with, Ryan?
Who would I have been friends with in college? This is a tougher one, because I want to align myself with the nerds, because obviously they win. But that's not kind of my speed. You know what I mean? I would have loved to have been in, me and Frank the Tank would have gotten along, I think, in college.
Yeah, I would have liked to. I think me and Beanie, I think that would have been, been good.
You
time.
And Beanie are basically the same person, so like I don't know how well that would have gone. They were kind of one of two ways. You know who I don't want to be friends with? And this might be a hot take. We might be more hot takes. Rudy.
No, absolutely not.
I would not want to be friends with that guy.
I'd be rather be friends with Jamie O'Hara.
Yeah.
That's
Vince Vaughn's character in Rudy.
I'd rather be friends with him.
Yeah, I did not want to be friends with him. I would have loved to have been friends with Chris Knight from Real Genius. That would have been real fun.
Mm-hmm.
Val Kilmer's character in Real Genius.
Again, going back to it, same from last episode, I would have been friends with Randy in Scream 2. You know, would have been sad that year.
Would have been terrible.
But at least for some of the year, would have been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, all right, here we go. This is probably the question everybody's been waiting for. Your steal a smooch podium from college movies.
Okay, so the ones we've mentioned.
No, it can be anybody.
Gold medal, Jessica Biel, in either Laws of Attraction or Summer Catch. Whichever one you want. Pick your poison.
Okay, all right.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, because I missed her last week. I missed her in the high school movies last week.
You did not take Amanda Beckett, which is an upset.
Which is a total upset. That was awful. And then I'll take... American Pie 2, Tara Reid in the Bronx.
Okay.
That's all strong. Right. That's as strong
Vicky.
As they get.
Yeah.
Vicky all right. from American Pie. What do you got?
I'm going to go with, believe it or not, gold medal, Lois from Scream 2, as played by Rebecca Gayhart.
Hey, here we go.
Silver medal, Brenda from Urban Legend, as played by Rebecca Gayhart. And with the bronze medal, Ryan, I'm going with Chloe in Pitch Perfect, as played by Brittany Snow.
Brittany Snow. Okay.
Brittany Snow.
She was getting weird in the shower.
You know? Yes, she's very confident.
Very confident.
And also, a very high honorable mention would be Cece from Scream 2, portrayed by Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yep, and we had some...
The sorority.
Yep, we had some mentions in the chat. We had Halle Berry in from the program.
Oh, good one. Yeah,
that's
very
a good
one.
And Tyra Banks from Higher Learning.
Yes.
So
yes,
a young yes, Tyra yes, Banks. Yes. So that those we'll add those in there too. But yeah, there's a lot of or Betty Childs from Revenge of the Nerds. You know, she was in the pie.
Okay. Yeah, right.
From the pie. You
right.
Know, which
now you had
very illegal. Very
was
illegal.
Was it Angela and Rihanna both from Slackers? Both.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jamie King and Laura Prepon, both from Slackers.
So yeah,
that's a pretty good list.
That's a pretty good list.
Anything else from college movies?
No, I mean, watch Old School. There's got to be. No one has not seen Old School at this point. I hope not.
No, but it doesn't mean you can't see it again. You know, watch it again. You know, you row, you boat,
you eat, you stink. You can have.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
It's not gay.
No, that's what it was. It wasn't you eat, you drink, it was eat, you stink. That's
you
what
eat,
it was.
You stink, you, you row, eat, you boat.
Stink, you row, you boat. It's like, that's not...
You can just be guys.
Just be guys.
And you can have sex, but it's not gay. And that's how he ends it.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to the next portion of the program.
Hit it.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, Ryan, we want to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal.
I will defer.
Okay. I recently read the Brian Azzarello book. Now, I believe this was a pick of the pod by you like a year ago.
Long time ago, yeah.
It's called Moonshiners,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty good. So it's got like the Brian Azzarello feel. I don't think it's as good as 100 Bullets, because that's just that's awesome.
I mean, there's not a lot that is better than 100 Bullets.
Right. So, yeah. But it's kind of cool. It has a similar vibe to it. So you got like a big city guy going down south. He's heard about like this great moonshine. He's got to bring a bunch back for his mafia boss.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe there's werewolves.
Maybe that's all you werewolves.
Need. Maybe there's werewolves.
Prohibition.
So check that out.
Prohibition era werewolves.
Right.
What else do you need? You know, Brian Azzarello. What else do you need? You know?
Hello. Hello. What do
and
you got?
For me, and this was something, you got to hear me out. You know, sometimes in the Dork Podcast, we like to unwind. And the boxers, who are very kind, I don't know if you listened to the Boxers Podcast this week, they're very kind to me. So I figured I would give them a little plug here. On their podcast a while ago, they mentioned a show called The British Baking Show on
I've
Netflix.
Seen that. Yeah.
It is just a delight of a show. You know, your wife
the
is
the pod is the British Baking
the British
Show.
Baking Show. I'm telling you right now, I'm hooked. I'm hooked on the British Baking Show. Don't look over there. Look into the camera. Just stay, don't look into
they
the
They have reruns on all the time, and I feel like I see the same goddamn people. And I know
Well, that's the thing.
Like,
every season it's the same people. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm seeing the same season over and over again. But they make some fine breads.
Breads, cakes, what are they called?
Laps de Newburgh.
What is crisps?
Hash. They make making hash.
Yeah, they're not making any hash. I saw.
They can't make a nice shepherd's pie.
No, they were making Swiss rolls on the first episode I saw, and that is looks very difficult to do.
All right.
You know, so
all right.
Check out the British Baking Show. And how did you watch Magic for Humans? By the way.
Yes. Oh, so I've been meaning to tell you this.
Yeah.
So I watched the first episode.
Yeah.
I did not think it was very good.
What?
Now, I love Magic.
You love Magic.
The guy seems like a real zero, first of all.
All magicians are zeros. I know you find them very impressive. The fact that they got into Mastiff, they are zeros by nature.
But I also, and this isn't this guy's fault, I do think it's difficult to do it on TV because I don't know what's complete bullshit and what's not. Some of the stuff, I feel like they could have had plants. Like one of the first things they did, the kids were such bad actors. Like, for example... If a guy took your phone and put it in a balloon and it shot up into the air, would you just let that thing go? Would you just be like, hey, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Just walking in?
I knocked.
Just walking in? Get out of here, dude.
No, it's actually important.
What?
Ian Blotch for having a panic attack.
What on earth?
I'll be right there.
Okay. So, what is going on now?
It just never stops. You know what I mean?
It's the wild west, for God's sakes.
Just,
but anyway, Ryan... So like the kid, so somebody just took your phone and was like, and now it's gone. You wouldn't be like, hey man, come on, give it back. Come on, man, what are you doing with my phone? What are you doing with my phone? And, like, that's what the kid did. I was like, all right, so he kind of took me out of it. By the way, so now my wife said she almost texted you the other night because there's like three things in a row that I said that Davey said they were good and we watched them and she's hated all of them.
Okay, what were they?
Pissed at
what
you.
Were they?
It was that show.
Yep.
It was Hereditary.
I still don't know like what you want out of a horror movie. I don't know. I don't get it anymore.
I didn't hate Hereditary.
Yeah.
She did.
Okay. Well, she could take it up with my wife. By the way, full disclosure, I told you to watch Hereditary, not her.
I did. Well, I know, but then it was like Friday or Saturday night, and I'm like, let's watch this. Davey said it was good, and now she was mad. She's like, I almost texted him. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
You go ahead and text me anytime you want.
There was something else. I forget what it was. I'll remember it later. But it was because then when that show, she was like, this show stinks too. And I'm like, well, Davey told me it was good.
What show was it?
No, that magic show I'm telling you about. The magic
Oh, no.
Yeah, you did. I go, this is Davey's pick of the podcast. And she was like, this is horrible.
Well, you're not doing a good sell for me here. Good gravy.
So now, but actually, it's funny. Now this will go the other way. I'll be like, now Davey's recommending the British Baking Show. And she's like, I already watched that show and I already like it.
It's good. Sorry.
So she likes
it.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah, it's very, it's unbelievable.
Where are they going to make steaks? Medium rare. Like, they don't do steaks medium rare.
They don't do that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Ryan, next week?
Yeah, next week. Next week, please. Go
all
on.
In. We're all in. And so you're right. Yeah, I guess maybe I'll be done by then. But so we're doing Spider-Man 4. Mm-hmm. We're going soup to nuts.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know how that phrase really came to be. I think I heard that story once.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yes, I set you up for that.
You set me up for that. You didn't even know you set me up. In Roman cuisine, I'm not even making this up. Like, you teed me up for this. Like, what do you want from me?
Perfect.
You teed me up for it.
I want the answer, for God's sake.
The very first thing you would have would be the soup. In a 7-course meal, you would have the soup. Would be the very first thing you ate. Like a broth, like a nice light broth, at the end, as like a palate cleanser, or something that you would eat at the end, would be nuts. So it's talking about like the whole dinner, like from soup to nuts.
So next week it's the whole dinner. We're going soup to nuts.
It's a Roman cuisine.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So should we do like a non-spoiler section of that, or like
we have to do a non-spoiler section? Yeah, and then so what I would say is we do it like gameplay. We rate gameplay, we rate combat, and then graphics, and then we'll get into the story after.
And then we can spend like an hour just listing Easter eggs.
Yeah, and we do like, oh my God, like so many.
There's a ton. Oh boy. So there's a lot happening there. Mm-hmm. You could, of course, rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. Thank you so much if you've already done that. Tell a friend to do it as well. We appreciate that. Even this is a fun little thing I've noticed. Because everybody, you can really only rate the podcast once, but if your significant other has not done it, you can just take their phone and do it as well, and they won't know or care. It doesn't matter, but it gives us. What does it matter to us?
Apple. What does it matter to Apple? What do they care?
Apple doesn't give a rat's ass.
They don't care.
They're not going to cost you anything.
No, it's free for you.
It's free.
And not only if you're looking up here, right above Daddy's head, right here. There's a follow and sub button that doesn't cost you anything. It could if you wanted to pay for the sub. But if you got a Twitch Prime sub burning a hole in your pocket, you know where to use it.
Twitch.tv/ArvonD. You can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter @dorkpodcast, YouTube.com/dorkpodcast. Here's something that's embarrassing. I played Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
How'd you do?
I played for over an hour, and I haven't uploaded it yet. And I'm like, I don't know if it's worth it because I didn't beat it.
I didn't use any
of my continues.
And not only that, but you didn't have someone playing sneaky tails for you.
I needed a sneaky tail. Oh, yeah. I would have.
Tails can't die. So
with a sneaky tails,
yeah,
would have absolutely crushed a sneaky.
Remember
tails.
When you figured that out?
Like, yeah, I talked.
Everyone did it by accident. Everyone did it by accident.
Like, I'm just waiting to play. Like, no, dude, you're moving the guy. You're moving it.
Keep going. What if you run out of screen? Don't worry. He'll catch up.
He'll come back. He'll come flying in with his tail. He'll just come helicoptering in.
Yeah.
All right, man. Anything else?
Oh, that's it. That's it for the pod. On to the
next
one.
Another perfect episode, Ryan. We will talk to everybody next week.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by... Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.